Hello 2025, and hello to all of my listeners. You are back at Movie Deputy Reviews. Woo! It is my first review for 2025. Wow. And we are going back in time 10 years to 2015 to a movie that is... let me just say, I was really debating, it's like, what movie do I do as my first movie of 2025? And why haven't I never really contemplated that before? Not like that. Well, because this year we are making such big changes, because this year this is the first review to go live on YouTube a full day ahead of the rest of our channels. So if you are on Spotify, Apple Music, Google, Amazon Music, any of that, don't worry, you can still get this review. It will just be available tomorrow. So this one is going live January 1st at 6 o'clock in the morning on YouTube. It will be going live at 8 o'clock in the morning on the rest of our channels tomorrow. And so this is kind of one of our first exclusive, sorry, I've got one of my cats trying to chew on my microphone here. One of the ones that normally is not misbehaving, it's Zaza. So you probably don't hear me mention her name too often. If you don't remember, I am a crazy cat lady. I've got 7 furry babies. My oldest being Zarina. She will be 11 in March, and I call her Zaza. And our youngest ones being Quincy and Aurora. So I've got Zarina, Batero, Maisie, Stormy, Daisy, Quincy, and Aurora. So yeah, quite a menagerie of kitty cats. I am totally a crazy cat lady. None of my kitties will ever be declawed, as that is an absolutely barbaric practice that actually doesn't remove the claw, it removes the entire first knuckle. So if you can imagine cutting off all of your fingers at their first knuckles and then having to walk on those and living like that, it's just absolutely horrific and will never happen. And of course, I want to say a big shout out to one of my favorite companies, One Fast Cat. We have got 2 of their cat wheels. It's like basically a 4-foot-wide giant hamster wheel for cats. Not an official like ad or anything for them. I just like giving them a shout out just because they are awesome products. So if you have cats, definitely check them out. One Fast Cat. But back to the movie. No, I did not totally getting distracted on that. Hopefully your hangovers aren't too bad this morning after last night, after bringing in the new year, going from 2024 to 2025. Do you know we're actually as close to 2050 as we are from the millennia? Yeah, I mean, going back to like back when Best Buy used to put these Y2K stickers on all of their computers and everything to say Y2K compliant. And not a shout out, anything with the new movie or anything, but it's just people were so freaked out that, I mean, that basically computers were going to cease to function when the calendar switched from 1999 to 2000. And now here we are 25 years later. So you may be wondering why I picked this movie. Why I picked this particular movie. Well, I will say this movie has an innocent rating. And I will also say that this one is... it's probably going to surprise some people because it's not your typical movie. It's one a lot of people have probably never even heard of. This movie was done by George Lucas. Yeah, that's probably a surprise. And actually, no, I'm not talking about any of the Star Wars movies. This one is actually a cartoon. Did you know that George Lucas had done any cartoons? Well, hopefully this will be an informative thing for you too. And better yet, and even I'm about to blow your mind even further, it's not just a cartoon, it's a musical. Yes, George Lucas did a musical cartoon. And it's like the ultimate, like, rock star, just love song, just feel-good ballad of music from the 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s. The early 2000s, it's a menagerie of it all just kind of mixed together. And it's about love. Yes, I'm serious. George Lucas was seriously involved. This is one of his movies. Because of that, when this movie was made in 2015, this was not a Disney movie. Not by the furthest stretch of the imagination. And because of the whole takeover of Disney with this whole Star Wars universe, everything with that this George Lucas movie became a Disney movie. So you can find this movie on Disney Plus. And you may be thinking, what movie am I talking about? Well, I'm getting to that. I'm getting to that. The movie actually got like some innocent rating, and I gave it a 7 out of 10 on the Deputy scale. Now you're like, wait a minute, you've been giving a lot of sevens lately. It's like, yeah, but I've been jumping all over the place. And I have given quite a few sevens, but it's like I've given way more fours, fives, and sixes. And trust me, we're going to get into more of those as we go. If you have not had a chance to yet, head over to check out one of our last episode, the one that's Happy New Year's Eve 2024 announcements 2025, because I am talking about a lot of the changes that are going to be taking place this year with all of our podcasts and everything like that. So I'm just glad you're along with this journey. Make sure you click those buttons so you always get the latest and greatest Deputy content. YouTube is going to be like our big focus thing for 2025. So I'm really looking forward to this. And that's why you are getting first access to the review of the movie. Drum roll, please. And that's really bad, really cheesy. But the movie is called Strange Magic. Now, if you go to turn this on and you watch the first few minutes, maybe like, what in the world is this? What is the point of this story? What is the this like doesn't seem to make any sense. It's a bunch of creatures who don't really interact with each other a whole lot. It's just completely opposite sides, and they don't interact with, they're basically mortal enemies. Picture like just like the Romeo and Juliet type family type feuds, except this isn't families. These are they're completely different types of creatures, and they're mortal enemies of one another, so they have nothing to do with each other. Okay, picture something more like what's like the trolls. I mean, if you are more of the Gen Alphas and stuff, it's more of like the trolls and then the ogres, the relationships and stuff there. This is like an older version of that. Not at all based on that or anything, but it's just kind of that same kind of like symbiont feel to it. But of course, I want to share with you the original review that I had on moviedeputy.com. And don't worry, you can find it in the transcript underneath this video as well. But as I'm getting these movies changed over from moviedeputy.com to the podcast, they are disappearing from moviedeputy.com. Now, that doesn't mean that they're gone forever. It just means that they're no longer visible on Movie Deputy because we are switching everything around. And like I said, there's going to be a lot of changes this year, but stick with us. It's going to be worth it. But our original review of Strange Magic is as follows. Love, one of the most powerful things that exists, only it doesn't exist by itself. It needs something or someone extra to make it bloom and grow. In this world, there are two entirely different environments, both forbidden to the other. That is, until they need something from one another. This opportunity turns out to be more than it seems. What begins as a heated rivalry turns into something much greater, but only after devastating destruction. All the while having the story told in lyrics from classics. Love isn't love until it's given away. After all you need is love. Everyone deserves the opportunity to be loved. Where that comes from may not be from where you'd expect, but the surprise is worth the wait. This enchanting and somewhat corny musical is set in a land of fantasy. Inspiration comes from unlikely sources, and so do classics lie within classics. There is something for the young and old alike. Considering when I saw this in the theater, I wasn't anticipating much, but I was pleasantly surprised. You'll catch yourself singing along with this new classic. And you know, that still holds true. This really is a. This will be a new classic for people that watch it. You're going to fall in love with it. You're going to sing along with it. You're going to just have fun. And there's not enough movies like this anymore. Honestly, there's really not enough. It's just everything is so focused on these different ideas and different things, and everybody wants to be political and everything wants to make a statement. This is just a movie for the sake of being a movie and about just the importance of love without all the other gobbledygook. And amazingly, with it being a George Lucas movie and all of this, this was before stuff was even focused on being politically correct or woke. And are there things in this movie that might offend certain people? Certainly. But it's like I said, I'm still giving it a guilty rating or innocent rating. I'm definitely not a guilty rating is what I'm trying to say. Sorry, I'm tripping over my words today. I didn't celebrate a whole lot last night. Just watched the ball drop, which with New York being an hour later, it's like it's 11 o'clock here when I'm watching the ball drop. So that always throws my brain off just a little bit. But either way, I'm hoping that this will be a wonderful welcome to your 2025 as our first movie that we are tackling is one about love and just strange magic and just a little bit of just chaos and weirdness and a lot of fun. So I'm hoping you get a chance to check it out. Again, this one's available on Disney Plus, and it was never intended to be a Disney movie, but obviously it currently is. So like I said, I hope you have a lot of fun with it. I know I am. And I can't wait to talk to you again soon. Bye-bye.